Everybody, welcome to the Regular Joes here, as always, at Barney's Beanery in lovely Pasadena, California. I'm here, as always, with Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skankle back off the DL with the Freddie Blassie cane. I'm Joe Bartnick. We're talking football, start out the week. I want to apologize to everybody in the civilized world for the Steelers losing to the Raiders. An absolute disgrace. And now they even have the playoff tiebreaker. For my dad, who still thinks the Steelers may make the playoffs. The Raiders do have the playoff tiebreaker. You called it. You love the Raiders, Sam.
I do love the Raiders.
And he's never even been to jail or know Islam. He didn't know Islam.
I don't.
How can you be a Raider fan and
love
not
L. Ron
know Islam?
Hubbard and have a clean, clean record. At what point do we start, honestly, panicking as a Steeler fan, when you start panicking that Big Ben may never be the same Big Ben ever again?
You're going to look back. This is going to be the year. Like, hey, how did they go? Like, you know, how did he have one bad year in the 10 years? And be like, oh, that's the year he hit himself with a bus, with a motorcycle. I mean, it's an anomaly. He'll be back. But I think
how many people from a motorcycle accident come back, let alone to play, but play at the level that they used to play at?
Gary Busey.
Besides Gary Busey.
I think he took it up a notch, actually, yeah. That accident.
He got some more roles.
Jay Williams, the basketball player.
Oh, yeah. He's playing good if you count the development.
Well, then that's cut him. But, you know, but he hit his face, though. He didn't hurt his knee. Or I mean, Jay Williams busted his knee in half. I think the whole thing is this is an off year. The best thing for them is Cowher isn't going to leave on 5-12. If they went to the playoffs and lost the first round, Cowher would leave. And I was never a huge Cowher fan, but they're not going to find a coach better than Cowher.
How can you be a Steelers fan and not be a big Cowher fan? He's been there.
Because I grew up under Chuck Knoll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
Chuck Knoll is on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Almost.
Of what? Of Chuck Knoll's?
What? Vince Lynn. Who has 4 Super Bowl rings?
You know who they are.
Exactly. There's only one.
But in the modern era of football, Cowher's record, you know, he's up there. You know,
he is. But when they lost to Schottenheimer finally, because, you know, Cowher plays Schottenheimer. Marty Ball, he just happens to win all the time.
They miss the bus. Davenport is not the answer.
It's not so bad, though, in the NFL to have an off year, especially when you won the Super Bowl. Because you can just retool, you get a draft pick, you just clean house a little bit. But they lost, what's their linebacker? What happened to that guy? Porter?
Porter's back. He's back, but he's still a little hurt. And they're down this year. Yeah. I mean, you know, and you know what? It's look who's up, though, again. Pats are up. Brady looked amazing the other night.
Brady is lethal, dude.
Brady versus Manning. Please, Brady, beat Manning's brains.
I'm going to be in Indy when that goes down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude, I'll be playing crackers.
So you're going to be in the strip club with Steven Jackson?
Dude. I'm doing a show Sunday, too.
Oh, there'll be nobody there.
Yeah, why are you doing this to me, man?
You think the El Rio is going to be empty.
Yeah.
You wait until you were crackers when Indy's playing.
Yeah, let's. Should we tell them about the El Rio?
Yeah, tell them what the El Rey is.
So the El Rio is a strip club in
Tijuana. That's that joint we're playing in Mexico. Yeah,
yeah. We possibly could be playing the El Rey. So everybody watching or listening, please get your tickets early for the El Rey this summer. It's going to be a benefit.
All 400 of you need to show up.
200.
Yeah, whoever is sitting in your basement next to you, bring them too.
And send us an email. We may cover your travel expenses.
But let's get back to the football, because I really think this is a huge weekend, and the Bears are going to this weekend. Pats, Colts next week. Bears, Giants. I mean, those are your 4 best teams. Who's looking to come out of there?
Really, and the Pats are playing the Bears in 2 or 3 weeks, I believe.
Dude, what's up with Merriman taking steroids? Like, how big do you have to be? You already have everything. The white guys should be able to shoot steroids and get half the fine. That's my opinion, because they got to catch up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I hear you.
Nobody's with me on
it's
that
alleged,
one?
It's alleged.
Well, Merriman, he injured like 5 guys in a row in college. One game, he knocked 5 different people. He's an animal. Like, he grew up in something like where, like, he had to save kids from a burning crack house.
Yeah.
He's loco.
Right.
They always get crazy guys to play. Remember Junior Seau?
I heard the movie Dark Man was based on him.
What movie is that?
Liam Neeson.
Oh, really? Yeah. I heard Liam Neeson's hung like a bear.
Dude, there's a lot, dude.
Are bears known for their giant penises?
Milton Berle.
Oh, yeah.
There's
no.
a lot of dudes.
Coolest movie in the last 10 years, though, was Batman, I swear to God.
The new one?
Yeah.
Batman Begins?
That's pretty good. Fight Club's up there.
You know what I like about Fight Club, though, is whenever like they made it like at the end where it was like a dream. That turned me off completely. Where it was like really Brad Pitt was really Ed Norton.
It's a big cop. That's the soap opera trick, you know, when someone dies and then it all was a dream. They come back.
Dallas.
You guys watch Dexter on Showtime, which is my new hot show. That's what my roommate thinks is going to happen is that he is going. It's actually him. It's the other series.
You know how successful you have to be to buy Showtime? That's how I judge a comedy gig. If the hotel has HBO, good gig. If it has Showtime, it's going to suck.
It's going to be a bad gig.
Yeah, any hotel that like cut rate Showtime.
I'm going to Mississippi, dude. We're lucky if we have electricity.
Yeah. Well, they have the plan there.
Which side do I fall in? Am I running or burning? Which one am I?
You better wear a hood down there.
I better hide it?
Yeah, you better...
A hood and some hip waders.
Yeah. Cool. Put some pancake makeup on. Make it a little lighter.
That's
head dancing style. Yeah. So, what are we...
Speaking of white, though, Manning, man, he is white.
He is white. And he's got that weird nose that looks like he lost a bad fight.
Yeah, he did, probably.
And you know what? It's
to a girl.
This guy could play the game of his life, and watching him in that press conference, man, you just want to strangle him. He's just... This guy, does anyone like this guy outside of Indianapolis?
I don't think anyone likes
him. Dude, you know who likes him? Madison Avenue, because he's in every commercial.
Oh, I know. Even with a fake mustache.
Every commercial, dude. And even his brother, who's in New York City, isn't in as many commercials as this guy's in.
And because they still, as I've said every show, I think, since we've been doing this, he's never won a damn thing.
Right. They don't care.
That's what kills me.
He is the best regular season quarterback I've ever seen.
Suits.
Are you old enough to know Dan Marino?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Dan Marino is better than how about John Elway,
Bradshaw,
Dan Fouts, John Elway,
Dan Bradshaw never played in a playoff game.
That's a team thing.
Dan Fouts played in a playoff game.
No,
yes, he did.
No, Dan Fouts has a record of never playing in a playoff
game. No, that's wrong.
Dude, look it up.
San Diego, Miami.
Can we get our stats, guy?
Yeah, the greatest playoff game ever was San Diego, Miami. I'm sorry to talk over
you. No, dude,
maybe Fouts.
And then they
went
the next week and froze in Cincinnati when it was like -20, the coldest game ever. Dan Fouts played in like 8 or 9 playoff games.
He has some kind of record like he's never... played
in, never gotten a Super Bowl.
No, it's a bigger record than that.
He's played in playoff games.
Maybe he never threw a touchdown pass.
20,000 girls?
Yeah. No, maybe he's never had a completion.
He had a big blow problem.
He's the only quarterback never complete a pass, but he was great at handoffs. So they just had to keep him.
To Chuck Muncy.
Yeah, but to say that, I mean, like, that's what kills me. It's like Manning is good for today's NFL. Because it's like none of the quarterbacks are really. Everyone who thinks there's only two good quarterbacks. Look at all the guys. You got McNabb, Pugner, everywhere. I will say this, though. Michael Vick impressed the heck out of me the last 3 weeks.
He found his stride.
He is tough. He's better than McNabb.
Dude, he's putting it. And he's always had a gun. They just didn't want to run any passing plays for him. Like, okay, hike it, Mike, and run forward. That's our play. We'll call that Moondog. Okay? Let's run Moondog again. Run it again.
He's got touch now, though. And so what he's doing, he's running, and then he can throw the touch over the guys coming to get him.
Thank God. Crumpler's finally getting points, man, in fantasy, dude. I was taking a beating at my tight end.
I just picked him up.
Just picked him up? What league are you? Just by yourself?
I'm in a it's like a salary cap league, so you can buy and trade players.
Uh-oh. I just got him. Big time. Hey, speaking of fantasy leagues, the Regular Joe's Fantasy League Basketball is setting up right now. We have only a few more spots open. Go to yasports.net and find the code and join and take on me and Sam and everybody else.
I signed
and
up.
And the commish.
I'm Kobe's beef.
My team is girl on girl.
I'm the white shadow.
That's cool.
All white guys.
I'm big balls. Well,
only going to draft black guys?
No, I'm drafting all white guys.
Really?
You'll probably throw a few Europeans in.
Oh, yeah, they're white.
You're drafting all white guys.
Team out of
and
that.
Light-skinned black guys. D out.
Aaron doesn't count. Aaron Williams, the albino, the black albino.
Yeah.
That guy's scary.
Dude, yeah. How scary is Lamar Odom this year?
It's motivating.
He's good. But you wish the Clippers had him.
Yeah, dude. He woke up.
He stopped smoking pot, I think.
No, dude. He got robbed, bro. That's the problem.
His little kid died. I don't want to laugh about that, but that straightened your head out.
You can tell he's totally motivated. And
Well, what happens when Kobe's playing, though?
They're going to be good.
Or maybe Kobe's taking all the shots, you know? Kobe takes like 30, 35 shots a game.
I think you're going to see different Kobe. I know it sounds nuts, but there comes a point like 2 years of sucking it for how competitive he is, it will straighten you up. You know, it's like comedy or entertainment, dude. You can have a bad attitude as long as things are going good, but the minute they go bad, that just straightens you out really fast, unless you're completely stupid, dude. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, man, especially in like entertainment, like for stand-ups. So there's some guys who are just handed stuff and they don't realize how lucky they are to get it, but then they throw big like hissy fits like Martin Lawrence. And it's like, dude, when they turn on you, bro, they turn on you. And you're out, dude, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You'll be running with a tracksuit trying to kill yourself.
Did you ever hear the story about how he called up his agent and said he wanted to play for the Lakers? The dude is like 5'6", bro.
He's like Fletch.
He's really...
you know he's a boxer, right? He's like a Golden Globe.
Wait, Martin Lawrence?
Golden Globe? He won a Golden Globe?
He beat up Lucille Ball.
Best boxing in a sitcom.
He was a boxer.
He beat up Carl Weathers.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I think Carl would take him down.
I'd take a heartbeat.
Yeah. I was saying earlier, I'd love to see the celebrity fighting, but not like the celebrity staged boxing. You get like a ringer, you know, someone to come into a bar where they're at and just pick a fight with them.
Dude, that's a cool show.
You know?
That's a cool show. I mean, like, the problem with celebrities right now, I'm not afraid of any of them. 20 years ago, Charles Bronson, I wouldn't want to meet that guy.
We'll put these guys to the test.
Or Philo Beto.
If they know somebody might come in and start whooping their ass, they'll start hitting the gym a little more, you know? Become
Is there a
guys.
Problem? Are there a lot of fast celebrities out there?
No, I don't know. I just like to see some of them go out. I mean, I'd like to know if Justin Timberlake could take Ryan Felipe. These are things that keep me up at night.
They're all gay.
The fact that Justin Timberlake keeps you up all night is really uncomfortable.
No, it's just the
literally,
two. It's the two of them fighting together in my living room.
All the celebrities.
Clothes or no clothes.
There's no celebrities that you... I mean, other than, like, you know, getting Britney Spears to eat your shit. There's no real celebrities you want to be. They're not cool. Who wants to be Ryan Phillippe?
I don't think any celebrity out there wants to be cool that you want them to eat your shit. Yeah. I'd like
to make Britney do that.
Really?
You dumb bitch. Yeah.
Dude.
All those stupid broads.
Let's think about this, honestly. K-Fed. Loser or brilliant genius?
Like, bro, I'm glad he's just taking some back, man. Women have been doing it to us guys, you know, for centuries.
He slept his way to the top.
Unless your name's Eminem, don't rap.
He's jumped the shark, though.
Don't rap.
How did that go? Dude, he is the shark. Yeah. What are you talking about? How can you jump the shark when you are the shark?
That's a valid point.
Thanks.
He's got the leather jacket on, swimming around with his fin.
Does he try to be cool? I've never even seen him. I've written roast jokes about
him. All I know is this guy's set for life because of one girl.
Oh, yeah.
All the power to him, man.
And she hasn't done anything except for punch out convicts, dude. That's all she's done. Just banged out kids with fucking prison clothes.
Well, her eyes are too far away from her face.
Dude, she does. She's got that prey thing, you know, mm-hmm. And wild the prey have their eyes on the side.
Did I talk about this before? The nurse in my wife's delivery looked like Britney Spears. So it looked like Britney Spears was fisting my wife.
Show the lady at the Staples Center. We might not even want the Elvis. They might just give us the Staples Center.
This show is sponsored by Channel J in New York.
Yeah, there we go. Wait, you know. We gotta pick up the numbers. Numbers. Obviously, we can't get any call-ins this week.
I got my phone on vibrate. So there you go.
Are we gonna talk about your picks for the NBA?
Are we doing NBA? Or are we gonna run out of time? We can just keep talking. Let's talk about Barry.
Keep
two more minutes for the segment. Let's talk about. Is anyone gonna take Barry Bonds except for the Giants? He thinks he's gonna get
the Angels.
Yes,
the Angels are gonna pay for.
No, the Angels already said they don't want.
What about the Oakland A's?
Say that.
What?
Oakland A's?
The A's are too... Bonds would go there with his tail between his legs if he goes to Oakland.
You think an American League team would pick this guy up just to play DH, you know, for three quarters of the season.
But
and you know what you're going to sell? It's true.
A-hole, bro.
You want to win. You got to deal with
Most
the devil.
Most of these guys are dickheads anyway. But although he is...
Not so much on the Bonds level. They said the... Baltimore Orioles are interested in him, and I think he would get destroyed if he had to go to the East Coast and play all the, if he'd go to New York and Boston.
Why would Baltimore want to sign him?
People forget quickly, though. You know, when he's on your team, you forget quickly. As long as he's producing,
I like Bonds. You know, I'm glad he was on steroids. I want to see doubles off the wall. I want to see home runs. I wish all those guys took parts. Because
real men take steroids.
The whole thing with me in sports is I hate how they're treated like people. Like I have to see we go to halftime and meet their families. And, oh look, there's their dad in the stands crying. Who gives a damn? Make it like they're gladiators. You know, let them die when they're 30.
I think
like
the ball
the
should
Steelers.
Be on fire. There should be more fire yeah. than baseball.
I mean, they're paid all that money. What? And I'm supposed to care about?
You know,
them?
Be cool. Is if like randomly in the outfield fire shot out of the grass so like you never know like the ex of the other team's manager can press it like if you're about to catch the ball he can hit fire and so you gotta stop and the ball hits.
You have like a snake on one of the bases who come up and
that used to happen in Pittsburgh when Dave Parker played the outfield. People would throw firecrackers at him.
Really?
Yeah, and they'd throw
batteries
at him.
That's a pretty good segue.
That's a good segue. Look at Freddie Blassie's Cane. We'll be back in 2 and 2. We're the Regular Joes on YaSports.net. Thanks. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Regular Joes. Once again, as always, we're at Barney's Beanery where we love the beers and the whores.
Whores, holla!
As always, Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skankle back. I'm Joe Bartnick. We're going to talk some NBA now, the big NBA tip-off. All my picks are looking really good. The Bulls looked insanely tough with Tyrus Thomas, the name we couldn't come up with a couple episodes ago. Ben Wallace looking tough against Shaq. Heat looking old out west. I stand by my Phoenix pick, although I forgot that Tim Duncan is fresh from having an extra month off and never count the Spurs out. But I will make Sam mad at me once again when I say once again the Clippers will be second fiddle.
Once again?
As what you mean for the last since their inception?
Okay.
Unless when they played in San Diego.
If you're talking over time, then, I guess. Yeah.
Except for your glorious season.
Yeah. And oh, what a glorious season it was.
I hope you kept that playoff stub.
I do. Listen. I'm going to be honest with you. Lakers look scary. This Bynum guy looks like he's the real deal. I saw him in the preseason game. I'm like, that guy's got game, dude. He's not afraid to bang boards. You know, he's not, you know. He's putting up numbers and he's getting rebounds. That's what the Lakers were missing. A banger. Okay. I'm a little nervous with the Clippers. I was watching them last night against Phoenix. Once again, we don't have really good outside shooting. Dunleavy won't play McGetty. I don't understand this. And Tim Thomas is just bricking. So I'm a little nervous right now. I'm going to the game.
I think
Saturday
McGetty
night.
Had the flu or something like that.
Food poisoning.
Okay. But Chris Kaman, fresh off his $10 million a year contract, didn't start. I think it was probably against the Suns.
I'm
just saying, man. If you're getting $10 million a year, if you deserve that money, you got to be starting no matter what
the team
is. That's
my problem right now with Dunleavy, and he's a great coach, and he's made the Clippers great.
Great's a big word for Dunleavy.
What he's done with the Clippers is great. You would never see Phil Jackson do that. I like to see Phil Jackson go in.
Wait a second. Phil let's look at what the Lakers had last year.
No. You're dealing with the Lakers. It's way easier to build it when it's the Lakers, all right? I'd like to see him go in, and he's a great coach. I love Phil Jackson, but he's not going to go into Charlotte and build a squad like Dunleavy's not afraid to. Now, here's the problem with Dunleavy.
That doesn't make
he
you a good
coach. He lets the other team dictate his game. Dude, you do not play the Suns' ball. What you do is you get Kaman in there, and you drop some freaking, you drop them in and get some fouls, man.
So Livingston to the Hall of Fame, is that going to cool down a little bit? Right
no,
now?
Livingston is going to be a great player. You saw him in the third quarter.
Can Springfield
just get it ready,
stop putting
dude.
Up the exit
He's going to play, and dude. He's going to be a great player. He's going to be a great player.
Can traffic resume in Springfield?
I'm telling you, he's going to be a great player.
Yeah, most improved.
Most improved. And by the way, Phoenix Sun cheerleaders, ridiculously smoking hot. It's like insane how good looking those chicks are.
It's Phoenix.
You know what? And it's great because, like, in LA, these, and like maybe Miami, they're like, oh, look at me, I could be famous, I'm gonna be a model. But in like in Phoenix, there's nothing going on except for, you know, the best thing they can do with their life.
There's a million things going. You know what the hot chicks in Phoenix are? They know the real prize. They know there is so much money. Why struggle and be a waitress to be an actress? Who needs fame when you can blow a guy who has six houses around the world?
Exactly.
There is money, sun, and fun in Phoenix. Those chicks know what it's about.
Oh, dude, I love Phoenix, dude.
Those chicks know what it's about.
Desert people scare me.
But I tell you what, though. The Suns look a little bit like Amare is not back.
Oh, he's not back.
His knee is a little shaky now. And I mean, Tim Thomas is a joke. And I wasn't big on Tim Thomas. But they do need another outside shooter to be out.
Jalen Rose, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
To the Clippers?
No, to the Suns.
Why?
Maybe. I don't want him. I'm not even a Suns fan.
He played on the Raptors. I watched this guy for years. He's terrible. You don't want him on your team. But he can shoot. Like, he could shoot in a Suns offense.
And then Miami's thinking about grabbing him, too. It's like, dude, how much older do you need to get?
And this guy's actually... he wants more money. Like, he's getting paid like $14 million to not play, and he's saying like one team's like, I'll give you 1.3, and he's like, no, I think I want like $2 million. It's like, are you insane?
I the Bulls, I love how Heinrich got that contract. I love watching Heinrich play. Ben Flash Gordon's tough. Thomas, they got Ben Wallace. I mean, the Bulls look tough, but I will say this. Shaq is not going to try until Easter. So you never really...
Shaq is coming to an end, bro. You need to accept that.
He is.
Shaq isn't going to get going till June. I mean, you're lucky if he gets going. I mean, I'm being dead serious. I love Shaq. He's been a great player.
He won last year. I was the first person last year to throw shovel... To throw dirt on Shaq.
Right.
But he won the championship. So I cannot count him out.
Thanks to D. Wade.
Yeah, I read this thing, and the NBA is doing this like plus minus stat like they do in hockey now.
Uh-huh.
Points on. And apparently last year, Mourning's plus minus was a lot higher than Shaq's. Like, dude, Miami wasn't necessarily doing better when Shaq was on the floor.
I think they ran more. I think they scored more points.
But having said that, Shaq clears a lot of space, man, for Wade.
Shaq's
to, like,
a great
drive
player. One of the greatest of all time. I love him. He's great, but it's coming to an end.
I mean, who is there? Who is going to fill that void in the East? It's not going to be the Pistons, because I'll tell you. Because Ben Wallace is not...
Greg Ogden coming
Chicago
next year, dude.
But we're talking this year. This year, okay. I mean, who's it going to be?
New
Jersey does not have a front court game.
Washington's not as bad as people think.
The Pistons are one Rasheed Wallace freak out from being terrible.
No, I'm with you.
They played their asses off for 4 years, and now they're like, who needs regular
season? Joe Dumars has made some bad decisions, dude. I am sorry, man, but, you know, the team was good, and then they picked up Rasheed Wallace, and they went over the top.
Exactly.
I gotcha. But you know what, man? He's made some bad decisions. Letting Darko go, that was awful, bro. And
Orlando's
he came back
tough.
And zipped him right in the a-hole, all right? And then he's let Maurice Evans go to the Lakers for a second-round draft pick.
Salary cap implications.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The Pistons are going to be good, but they're not going to win the East.
But in the NBA, like, I don't even know if you want to be in the Pistons' position now, where they have to pay like Tayshaun Prince and Hamilton and these guys and be middle of the pack. Like, you want to be salary cap maxed out and be middle of the pack. You either got to be great or just be crap and be in the Greg Oden.
They have to make a big trade. They have to make a big trade right now where they still have pieces. Either get Garnett, who I think is the second most overrated person on earth.
What?
What has he ever won?
He hasn't had anybody, dude. You can't
Why?
Win in the
because
NBA without...
Because he took all that money.
Yeah, he messed up. He did. But you can't take away from him his ability, dude.
Dude,
you can't take away from his
ability. I'm taking away from his mental toughness, his playoff...
Are you crazy?
What has he done in the playoffs?
But he's had nobody. He's had guys like Ricky Davis and Wally Szczerbiak.
Pretty well.
He's never done anything. In the playoffs, he comes up little. He misses big shots,
dude,
in the playoffs.
What games are you watching,
The one year they were... The one year they made a run, he didn't even play that well.
But even his bad games, he gets 15 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists.
Okay,
that's a bad game.
When it really matters, when he's going to get the ball, who would you rather have, him or Tim Duncan with the ball? Tim Duncan, when it really matters, who do they have the ball, him or Kobe Bryant? Kobe Bryant, when it really matters, who would you want back in the day, him or like Karl Malone? Karl Malone, he's never come
really? Up. Really? Karl Malone, you want that the ball?
He's been in the finals. He's been in the finals.
Yeah, because Karl Malone had John Stockton, bro. This guy's had nobody, and it's his own fault because of that contract.
He's had like 3 point guards that all left him.
That aren't good.
That are not bad.
He does make great commercials, though.
He makes great commercials, man.
Tim Duncan, whatever. Garnett is going to finish like, they're going to be 12th in the West this year. He's going to cry the whole way.
Dude, they're going to trade him.
Hopefully. Yeah, he'll be out. But that's what I'm saying, though. The Pistons either are Iverson. Please trade Iverson. Think about this. Philly, Boston, and the Knicks. Other than the Lakers, those are the big four franchises that carried the NBA from black and white guys smoking cigars to black guys jumping and making entertainment.
And they're in they're the same as Atlanta,
Toronto.
There
are three disgraces. Like disgraces. Isaiah, disgrace. Danny Ainge.
Billy
disgrace.
King.
Billy King, disgrace.
How does Billy King still have his job?
How do any of those guys
have
their job?
How do you sell Kyle Korver to like a $40 million contract? Your team, dude, before he signed those guys, they barely made it to the playoffs. He's like, we got to keep the nucleus scared. No, blow it up.
Great tennis
because they'll get 3,000 people in Philly if Iverson doesn't play.
So what,
play.
Dude? So
we're going to get 3,000 people in our big theater tour coming summer 2011. We're the regular Joes. Please join up on the Fantasy Basketball League.
Try to
kick our ass. Email us. Come see us at Barney's Beanery. Sam is going to be in Indianapolis. I'm going to be in Sacramento. Earl's going to be nailing whores. I'm Joe Barnick. Read Rob's column.
I'll be in Burbank.
YasSports.net. Thanks, everybody.